This is Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged,
Recharged. Let's go.
Callum, are you worried that you have two colleagues now who do the show who can talk about how bad the recovery is in the morning?
I just, it's a cult. I'm sorry. I know Pippa works
you
for did, them.
You asked, are you on the Whoop buzz this morning? And I was like, you know he's not. He'd tell you if he had a Whoop, like.
I don't know. He's a bit more, he'd keep a lot more of that stuff to himself. No?
I just don't get it.
Oh, it's brilliant.
I'm sorry. I think the technology in it is really cool.
Oh, it's class.
It's just a piece of fabric.
What?
You mean, are you saying that you just would prefer to have an actual watch? I do keep looking at it, expecting to see the time. I'm not over that yet.
Why is there no screen? Why isn't, like...
Because it's better for the battery.
Yeah.
It's screenless.
Callum, you don't have to charge this thing for 14 days.
It's not a... 14 days? It's not a watch, and it's not...
It's a wearable, I know.
Yeah, it's... But, like, I also agree with you. I would love if it had a screen. I would love if it just had, like, a little watch. Or just a little thing that told the time.
Yeah.
Like, it's stupid.
Like a little digital clock.
But at the same time, you probably wouldn't have the same battery life then.
But like also, as Pippa keeps saying, whenever I go, yeah, but why doesn't it just have a little time thing? She goes, because it's not a watch. I'm like, yeah, but just like put the time on it. She's like, why? It's not a watch. I'm like, yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah.
If you want a smartwatch, you get a smartwatch.
But like either is this and it has tells the time. I picked up my phone there. Like that's not a watch, but it has the time. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
So does my oven. My oven isn't a watch.
Yeah.
But it has the time.
Microwaves have the time sometimes.
Microwaves.
Pellies.
Yeah. My car isn't a watch, but it has the time. So why can't my wearable? It's just stupid. Like some people's rings can tell the time.
Yeah. Have you seen the smart rings? They're a bit mad.
What else can tell the time that isn't something?
Really bad though, I think. Like this is a... So like this, the Whoop is like a fitness wearable. So not fitness wearable.
Wellness.
It's a health, health and wellness wearable. But like those... You can wear it like when you're playing any sport, yeah.
Mm.
But those rings, you can't do that while boxing, you can't do that while playing golf, you couldn't do it playing football, you couldn't do it playing anything. You couldn't wear a ring boxing or playing football. Like,
is it funny in school, like when you're in school, they were like, you can't have any jewelry on when you're playing football or whatever.
Yeah,
like
we got that.
And then you see the footballers these days and they've got earrings left, right, and center, and then chewing gum.
Earrings? I've never seen a footballer wear earrings.
I like some, they have like the studs and stuff.
No, not while playing.
Yeah.
No chance.
I'm sure I've seen it.
Ah, you wouldn't have. There's no way
I
a ref
I think I saw that myself the other
there's
day.
There's no way a ref would allow that. Maybe I'm wrong, but I don't think there's any way a ref would allow that.
Footballers.
She's getting ripped out of you, like.
Footballers wearing earrings whilst playing. Douglas Costa accidentally came onto the pitch.
See what I mean?
Oh, no, it's footballers are strictly forbidden for wearing earrings.
There you go.
Okay.
I must have been a figment of my imagination.
Yeah, I'm sure I'd seen it before.
No, you probably saw it in training.
Mm.
But like, yeah,
maybe
Douglas Costa accidentally came out of the pitch wearing his earrings. Yeah,
were you ever tempted? I know you did, Dave. Were you ever tempted to pierce your ears, Colin?
No,
no.
Why not?
No. It just hurts, and also I wouldn't. I think I'd look ridiculous.
Do you guys want to see my golf balls? I just got a packet. I got a notification that a package.
Can you show us tomorrow so we can go?
Oh yeah, okay. I don't know why I said that. It's not interesting. They're just golf balls. Here, I'll pretend. Here, there's my golf ball.
Oh, wow.
Aren't they lovely?
So many golf balls.
Radio, man. You can do whatever.
So
you
could,
you
can.
Sometimes we lie.
Bye. Let's go. With David Fiona in the morning. Hello, how are we?
Morning. What's
Hello.
Going on?
Hello. I know lots of people have...
Sorry, I have food in my mouth. Callum's laughing. I'm just eating toast. My bad.
Good start, David.
Very good start. Very professional.
No, a lot of people have moved on from the weekend, but I'm still hanging on to the Madonna and Sabrina Carpenter performance. Did you see the drama that's unfolded over the last few hours?
No, but I saw someone talk about it. And they were just like, I can't believe what's happening. And then I never looked into it anymore.
So basically, she came out and she did the big performance with Sabrina Carpenter with the clips and things on the show yesterday. But after all that, there hasn't really been a word out of Madonna on social media. I don't know who runs her social media or if she's any kind of control of it herself. But she was quiet, you know. I thought like she'd
I thought
be like...
she said she loved it. Sorry.
Well, she last night said, I'm still flying high since Friday night at Coachella.
Oh yeah.
Thank you to Sabrina and to everyone who made it possible. And she went on about how it was such a full circle moment. Then the drama hits.
Go on.
The first circle moment, the full circle moment hit different until I discovered that the vintage pieces I wore went missing. i.e. likely robbed. My costume, that was pulled from my personal archives, jacket, corset, dress and other garments. I watched the performance and she made a point of saying, it's 20 years since I was first here. This is the exact same corset I wore at that performance. This is the same pair of boots and this is the same jacket.
And someone robbed it.
And they're gone.
Oh.
I'm like, how does this happen in like backstage at Coachella?
But there must be at least, like if you see the size of that stage, there must be at least, I want to say 30 people working on that stage.
Yeah, true. That's the thing.
So you can't go and arrest all of them.
No.
Do you know
but
what I mean?
Like that's the thing. It's like, I'm like, relax, it's just a jacket. But she's like, this is a piece of my archival. Imagine if like this crusty hoodie in 20 years if I lost it.
But
I was
it's
like,
your property, like in fairness.
No,
I get it. Annoyance.
Yeah. She said, I'm hoping and praying that some kind soul will find these and reach out to my team. She provided this email address and says, I'm offering a reward for their safe return. Hello.
I'm sorry. I'm just obsessed with the email address is just some random ass Gmail address as well.
It's no, like, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's literally like infomaverick2026@gmail.com.
Seriously?
Yeah, it's so
oh, how
basic.
Are you meant to be taken seriously?
It's
like,
so good, isn't
for
it?
God's sake.
What made me laugh as well,
please
though.
Email your CV over to Princess Consuela Banana Hammock, yeah. 2016 Friends Fan
exactly.
at gmail.com.
Your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Did you see this story doing the rounds yesterday and again today? It's just brilliant and growing legs. Obviously, before I go any further, insurance fraud is bad. Don't do it. You know, it's not fair because then the prices go up for everyone and it's wrong. Cool have said that. Now, three men in California, they got very creative looking for a few quid out of their insurance company, right?
Weekend at Bernie's type five.
Yeah, very much so. But this is honestly the levels that they went to, and they must have went to practice and work on this. Now, this is what confuses me, okay? They have very glamorous cars in the first place. So why they're stuck for money, I don't know. But basically what they did was they either ordered or developed themselves a very realistic bear looking costume, okay? You know, okay. We've seen the crap bear costumes that it's like, that's a costume. The costume itself was taken into evidence and, you know, there's photos and stuff of it. It's incredibly real looking. But these were staged bear attacks on these luxury cars, and in order to claim it must have been their cars, but we're talking Rolls Royces and Lake Arrowhead.
Rolls Royces? I love a Rolls Royce.
I have a cold, so things are even harder today. Sorry. It is actually a very Scooby-Doo type story, isn't it? As well?
It is a very Scooby-Doo type story.
It's old man.
There were similar claims then a day or two later for this very high-end Mercedes. But yeah, it was obviously just a person in a costume, and authorities launched Operation Bear Claw to try and track these people down. But as they reviewed the insurance
footage...
I love
names of like...
I know, it's so drama.
It's very cool.
It.
Like what's the one with the war at the moment is like... Operation Epic Fury. I'm like, oh, it's so cringe.
Oh, it's literally like Tommy Fury's going into the ring. Mm. Shut up. You know what I mean? It's just stupid. Anyway.
Get back to your Rolls Royce.
Yeah, the Rolls Royce. But yeah, basically, they must have actually sat and rehearsed how to like walk like a bear. You know, they really like... Kudos for putting
so
the effort in.
There was two of them in the costume. Or just
they
one
must
of them.
Have swapped it out and took turns. I don't know how they worked it, but there's three people involved.
You're better at the front legs.
There's three cars in total. But bears do live in LA, and people are saying, well, like, this is so stupid because basically the damage went internally into the cars as well. So they're like, how would a bear open a car door? Apparently they have the ability to do that.
They've got thumbs, haven't they?
They do, yeah. The scam led to $141,000 in fraudulent insurance payouts. And a part of the damage was, on top of the claws that were part of the costume, they had some kind of a scraper. We were looking at this morning, Colin. I don't know how to explain it. It almost looked like a really intense knuckle duster.
Yeah, with like metal prongs to imitate an actual claw.
As Clever. If they were clawing the seat. So they put so much effort into it, but they were caught by the ghoulies. 180 days in
Scooby-Doo
jail.
Scooby-Doo and the gang.
Oh my God. And 2 years of supervised probation. So I decided to come up with some other ways you could try and scam your insurance company. Jokes. That's not what I'm doing.
Oh,
that would be wrong. instead.
The entire legal team of this office was like, what is Emma doing?
So I'm just saying, no. Instead, I want to tell you some of the other ones that have caught my attention. I was having a look this morning at the most out there, maybe creative ways that people have tried to get around their insurance company and failed. A man claimed his car was stolen only for police to find it parked at the airport where he'd left it and forgotten after a trip. So he probably genuinely was like, where the hell is my car? It must have been stolen. Oh man, you actually drove it here. It's not back at your gaff. A couple reported their home robbed, but accidentally included items in the claim that were visible in the photos they'd posted on social media the same day.
Huh. They went to get a bit of extra money back.
Exactly. Someone once said their expensive phone was lost at sea, but then kept using it to post online after the event. People can be so silly.
Silly. To be fair, it's also like when you lose something and you're like, where is it? And you're like, it's
must
in your hand.
Must have been stolen. We said at the beginning of the show that Madonna is giving out that someone's stolen her costume from Coachella over the weekend. I'm like, girl, you forgot where you put it.
And they would have gotten away with it too.
if it wasn't for meddling kids
in the Royal Roars.
That dumb dog.
Last week I did a jigsaw of Dublin City. I bought one online and I was just like, I had a bit of an ADHD moment where I was like, oh, I want to get into this because I want to get off my phone.
I think it's a great shout. Yeah, and sometimes I go through phases of drawing just to get off my phone.
Yeah, but this is the thing. I've been on my phone way too much and I just catch myself doom scrolling and I'm like, I'm not even enjoying this.
And I'm not learning anything.
Someone had a good point on TikTok where it was like, get off your phone, because it was like, can you remember one video you watched yesterday? And I was like, nope. Can you remember one tweet you saw yesterday? Nope. Can you remember someone who posted on Instagram? Yeah, nope. I have no idea. I have nothing, no memory of it at all.
When you're in that space, yeah. No, I've been there.
It's just crap. And you kind of find yourself getting sucked into it. So I was like, no, do you know what? I'm going to put it down and I'm going to focus on something, because that's the only way I can stay off my phone. If I'm sitting watching TV, I'm going to reach for my phone.
Mm.
So I decided to buy a jigsaw and I bought one of Dublin City. It was 500 pieces.
It was very difficult.
It was very, very
difficult. Because there was a lot of Liffey that looked the exact same.
And the sky all looked the exact same. 500 pieces. It took me about 3 days to complete the whole thing. Like,
it's
just
classy,
in little bits. But then I was just like, I kind of want another one just to stay off the phone again.
Mm.
This week, Callum brought in a jigsaw for me yesterday, which was themed The Office.
That's your favourite show?
Which is one of my favourite TV shows of all time. And I finished it.
Did you?
What? Yeah, I finished it.
500 pieces?
500 pieces.
Like that?
Yeah. I started at like 3 and then went all the way to like 10:30, 10:45.
Oh my God.
But like, in fairness, I took also a couple hours break because for dinner I went for a walk and things like that.
Yeah.
So I...
Oh my God, that's class.
I started a timer on my phone and I paused it when I stopped doing it. Like, even when I was going to the bathroom, I was pausing the timer.
That's class.
So what was your cumulative time?
5.5 hours. Which is kind of mental to think about, because like, it's a 500 piece jigsaw, which means
it's like 100-ish.
100 pieces an hour.
Yeah,
that's so bad. Like,
what?
Isn't it?
I don't think so.
Oh my God, are you joking me? That's
the initial setup where you've just got to get your mind.
The initial setup took me 18 minutes, and like, as in 18 minutes of flipping the pieces around to be like the same. And also, I made sure to not cheat, because Callum didn't put the jigsaw back correctly, so all the pieces were together.
Oh yeah, gotcha.
It was big chunks all together, and I was like hitting them to try and putting them back in the box and shuffling them up just because I'm the best little boy and I don't cheat.
Can I ask, what's the picture? Like, is it just the characters?
It's just a load of characters.
Oh, okay.
Weirdest thing in the world, though.
Because you can kind of figure out who's who, maybe.
Yeah, but the weirdest thing in the world, I don't know if you'll get this, Stanley wasn't in it.
Oh.
No, I know. I thought it was really weird. You had like random characters in it, like David from Dunder Mifflin, and the other guy, Idris Elba, his character.
Like, Idris Elba was in the show maybe all of
three episodes, four episodes.
For part of a season, whereas the character Stanley,
Stanley's in it every day.
He's always there.
What's that about?
I thought it was really bizarre. So yeah, he's not in it, but I finished it and my back is in bits. Something I never thought I'd say while doing a jigsaw. Mm-hmm. Like, that'd be kind of a sport injury, not a jigsaw injury. Mm-hmm. My back is so sore because I've been hunched
over the table
trying to look at where to put pieces. The worst pieces are the ones that it's like, say if it's like the center of someone's eye, it's in the corner of the piece. So when you put it in, it's like, oh, that makes sense. But when you're looking at it outside of the piece, you're like, what the hell is that?
A blackhead.
It's absolutely insane. It's so difficult to do jigsaws. Why did no one tell me? However, I will say, obviously much easier than the Liffey one. Like,
so much easier.
So much more
no
colour.
Oh, yeah, that's what I mean. There's more people to, you can figure out who's who and what their way are in.
But I've
bag of jigsaws for Dave, I gave Dave another one, which was a 1,000-piece one. But in that one, some of them is just solid colour.
Yeah, I have no interest in that at all. It looks horrible. And it wouldn't engage me. I would just be annoyed.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I need something like The Office. Or I was thinking of going into like TK Maxx there today and getting maybe like a Simpsons one or something.
Even Smiths would be a good
Smiths or Art Nobby or something like that.
Oh my God, Smiths.
But I've started, like, I've started dreaming in jigsaw pieces. So when I'm going to sleep, all I'm seeing is images of whatever I'm thinking about,
but they're
in jigsaw
together.
Pieces. So they all have like little kind of weird
Doesn't
symbols around them.
Does this thing fit in my life? Or does
oh
the
God,
piece?
It's awful. Yeah,
so are you done
yeah.
with them?
Maybe
or
it's really
them?
Deep.
Yeah.
Does this piece fit? No, it doesn't. Get rid of it. Yeah, no, I think I am done. Maybe I'll take a break and go back on my phone for a couple of days.
No.
I need something else.
For your phone.
A jigsaw app, yeah.
Did you ever complete the colouring book I got you?
No.
You didn't like it?
I didn't mind it, to be fair. I did do it for ages. I'm just not very good at it. And like when I do the jigsaw, I have like a sense of accomplishment. When I do the colouring thing, I'm like, that looks horrible. Are you 3 years old?
That's such a fair point. Yeah, sometimes I do finish a colouring thing and I'm like, terrible pick of colours.
Yeah,
I mean,
there
that
you
looks
go.
Crap. It's Zara Larsson, Midnight Sun on Spin with
Emma. She's on Collar Daddy.
Is she?
Yeah, she's on Collar Daddy, which I don't know if it's a great decision for her.
Why?
I don't know. I feel like Collar Daddy guests have been just getting cancelled a lot very recently.
Yeah, there's a kind of whole thing. We might deep dive it on the show if people are interested. The Alex Cooper and the feud she's having with a couple of girls at the moment.
Really?
She's been calling them out to be like, if you have something to say about me, say it to me. Kind
Interesting.
Of thing. I don't know what's going on.
It's I think it's a crap podcast.
It's
so like industry plant.
It's so funny how some people, their podcasts just take off and all the big guests want to go on that one. Yeah. I don't know what's so special.
Like Amelia Dinkelberg as well.
Yeah, she's cool.
Is that not her name?
Amelia de Meulenberg.
It's not de Meulenberg.
No, it's Amelia de Moldenberg.
De Moldenberg.
Not Dinkelberg. Dinkelberg is
from Fairly
Odd Parents.
Dinkelberg.
At least Amelia had a bit of creativity with the whole
chicken
shop. I
love her chicken shop date.
Oh yeah, she's
Excellent. Call Her Daddy is too industry
fancy. So what did that make you feel like? Anyway, sorry. She's going to be calling me out next time.
Yeah.
She probably has a Google alerts on when her name is mentioned. I love that so much. It's Bella Kay, and I love it. I love it. I love it. You're listening to Spin, and you'd certainly be loving it if it, God, that was bad.
Bad you'd certainly segue. Be. Do you know how much Emma Nolan loves that song? She sings the non-clean version that she's clearly been listening to on Spotify.
No, I really like it. Have you listened to the words yet, boys?
No, I never listen to anything we play.
Tomorrow, can I tell you the words of that song?
No, I've heard you sing it.
No, but we're going to walk through what she's saying in the song, and then you're going to love it, because once the penny drops, you're going to go,
all right, we're breaking down Bella Kay's incredibly iconic I Love It, I Love It, I Love It tomorrow
on the
show.
Tomorrow, I don't know, sometime tomorrow, we're going to break it all down. I'm going to walk you through the lyrics. Now,
and if it doesn't happen, Callum said no.
Olivia Dean, if you want to win your way to see her at that massive gig in Marley Park with all the trimmings, including your two-night stay, your dinner and your pampering and your cash, listen out for Olivia to pop up on the show. When she does, message us the word Olivia to 087-711-1038. Not talking about her song playing, we're talking about her popping up herself, mm-hmm. saying something like, hi, I'm Olivia Dean. Message us the word Olivia if we call you back. Answer with man, I need those tickets, and get yourself in the draw to win on Friday.
First though, this is One Foot in the Rave. It's where we play you a tiny little snippet of a dance tune, and you have to guess that the whole dance tune within that tiny little snippet. We used to describe it like, imagine going to the club.
Going
to the club, and it's like a revolving door. And you go in and you hear 1 second of the song, which sounds like this.
Yeah.
And you go, nah. And
not
you go back out.
Tonight, yeah.
But to be fair, I think this is a song that you would not leave the club for.
And you'd actually wake up the next morning going, I'm so proud of myself. I just went home last night. I just decided not to stay out.
But not for this song. You'd stay for this song.
Morning, Sophie.
Morning.
Hey,
do you hate being called Soph like my sister?
No, I don't mind it.
No, you don't mind. Okay, because you're normal. That's why, Sophie. Love it.
Why does your sister not like it so much? Did she ever explain why?
No, I don't. I think she maybe thinks it's an over familiarity thing, but I'm like, I'm your literal brother.
Yeah, I kind of get that. That's fair.
But I'm like, I'm your brother. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm weird. I'm such a sucker for over familiarity. If someone wants to call me M straight away, I'm like, cool.
No, I don't mind. Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, Sophie, how are you this morning?
Yeah, all good. Just on the way home from my boyfriend's and then I have to go into work.
Oh, very good. So do you live far apart? Like, do you have to drive across the city?
No, like 10 minutes, so not too bad.
Easy. And where's work then?
In town, Harcourt Street.
Okay, oh, you have a lot going on, don't you?
Yeah. Busy,
right.
Busy.
Yeah. Busy.
And did you have like a date night last night or just chill?
No, just chill.
Nice. Okay, very, nice. Very good.
Sophie, this is the clip of the song. What is that song?
Is it Dua Lipa, Electricity?
Electricity, a song I forgot she released.
I think one of her most under what's the word? Yeah, like, yeah. Silk City, isn't it?
Dua Lipa and Electricity. For 6 INC cinema passes, is Sophie correct?
Yay,
I cannot deny. Sophie, congratulations. 6 IMC cinema passes on the way to you for another couple of date nights for you and your fella.
Oh, amazing. Thank you so much, guys.
I was here charading a few minutes ago, pointing or with one up on my finger and then pointing my lip, thinking it was one kiss.
Yeah.
Oh, they do sound quite similar.
They do.
When Emma did that, obviously the rules of charades when you start it is like, what, how many words is? So when you went one, I thought you meant one word.
One word, so
and then
did
you
I.
pointed at your mouth and he was like, what the hell are you on about?
So did
but
I.
But then one kiss made sense, but gotcha. It wasn't one kiss.
Gotcha. Well done, Sophie. Have a lovely day.
Bye.
103.8. Dublin. This is Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station.
Hello, how are you?
Hey, what's going on? Good morning, how are we? It was really, really nice yesterday.
It was class, wasn't
it? It was so nice. So apparently, I don't know if this is true, I just was saying it yesterday, but this is what I'm living for. Apparently it's a 16-day dry spell in Ireland, which is really, really nice because we've had about 160 days of a wet spell,
mm-hmm.
and it's not been fun. But I was going to the gym
normally
with my
would be fun, a moment not be
with my shorts and my t-shirt and everything. I was living, I was sliving, as the young people say.
What does sliving mean?
I don't know. I think it's like slaying and living.
Okay, cool.
Anyway, I was sliving, and there was someone. You can always tell a tourist because they're always in the giant coats,
yeah.
and the hats. I'm like
sweating.
How are you doing? 14 degrees.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
And they're like, it's freezing.
But in our...
Because they come from Spain or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's lovely here. And everyone's in their shorts and has the tops out. Oh, I love Dublin in the summer.
It's class. I have cousins from Spain as well. And I remember even as kids when they'd come to visit, you know, we'd be thrilled with ourselves, like breaking 13, 14 degrees. Yeah. Like back in the day, we'd have the pedal pushers on. Do you know what I mean? And they'd be there in their big woolly jumpers and their iron jumpers and all the rest. But yeah,
What's a pedal pusher?
Pedal pushers, God, I've talked about pedal pushers so much over the last 24 hours. They were, like, they're like three-quarter lengths. Yeah, so you know three-quarter length trousers?
Like
leggings.
Okay.
But in the 90s...
They go to kind of, like, maybe your ankle or something,
yeah,
your shin.
And I think they were known as pedal pushers because initially they were what you'd ride around your bike on.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like,
have you ever listened? Am I making this up? Pedal pushers, yeah? 087-711-1038. I remember as a kid, always when I was forced to go to mass, checking out to see at what time of year people would start wearing pedal pushers to be like, is it summer yet? Can you get back into your pedal pushers?
That's so funny. I've
like
never heard
jeans.
That term.
When can you go back into white jeans?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. For a guy, never. Apparently.
Never.
I always wanted white jeans, but I was friends with my mate Shane, was really, really stylish. And he would be like, no, you cannot be seen
my
dead in white jeans.
My fella's got himself some white jeans and he's rocking them.
Yeah, I don't he's think English, ever, they I don't do
think,
what they want.
I don't think he'll ever rock them on these shores, but he'll rock them abroad.
Yeah, because you get slagged. If he walks in white, wears white...
No,
white,
he's terrified here, but he do it at home.
Dublin, he will get slayed.
Come on, Dave and Fiona, on your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Sounds like spin.
Sounds like spin.
Tricky. Is it really sad that I was coming to work this morning and I was going, I just want a song, and I was going through radio stations and then Alex Warren's Ordinary was playing
and you
some
loved
radio
it.
Station. And I was like, grant, perfect. I'll just listen to that. Even though it's been out for a while and I've listened to it probably 100 million times.
I think last March is when I went down to my cousin's for a barbecue. And that's when we were all loving Alex Warren's Ordinary.
I was obsessed with
it. It's a while ago. Yeah, you were tough going about that song, weren't you?
I love it so much.
Just connected to it so deeply.
Instantly.
Mm. We want to give away €1,000 this morning if Orla manages to get all 10 correct on the Tricky 10. What's going on? What are you up to this morning?
Nothing, just busy getting the kids out for school. A whole lot of them are in the kitchen there. I told them all to shush.
How many, Orla? How many of them?
I have four kids. Well, one is still in bed. He's in college later.
Very good.
So,
What's the age group of the younger ones then?
The fella's been in bed, the lazy bones, he's 19, and then I have a 17-year-old boy and a 12-year-old boy, well, he's almost 12, and then I have a 13-year-old girl.
Amazing. Oh my God, your hands
full
are house, full,
Orla.
Man.
That's all, yeah.
And what's the story with you then for the rest of the day once you get them off school and you're
I have time for the quiz and then I have a doctor's appointment and then I have a hair appointment. So, you know, busy day.
Do you know what? You've mulberried now. It's time to look after yourself.
Pamper myself as well. You have to look after yourself as well.
What do you think? You're not right, they're not right.
Yeah.
If you're not right, they're not right. Obviously, that's actually going to be my excuse if I ever enter motherhood. I need to go for my Botox.
If I'm not right, they're not right. Orla, where are you from, by the way?
I'm from Ballyfermot.
Orla and Ballyfermot. And how do you do on the Tricky 10? Have you listened before? Have you heard it?
Sometimes, yeah, I was listening. My niece was actually on it last week.
She's doing all right.
But I'm hoping to be, you know.
So this is becoming a bit of a family affair then. Who's coming on next? Another family member in a few days' time.
What did she get?
On.
Do you know, Orla?
I think she got five.
Five, okay, yeah. Five is currently top seed.
I'd probably get about five. I'm hoping to get more today.
Yeah, I hope you get more as well. If you top that leaderboard, you'll win that pretty cool prize of those Lewis Capaldi tickets and being supported by CMAT. And maybe you could bring your niece or whatever, whoever played.
I probably will, yeah. Or the daughter will have me. She'll have me go to her garters if I bring anyone else.
I was about to say the 13-year-old I'd say would love that day out as well.
All right, Orla, let's do this thing. So we're going to put 55 seconds on the clock and ask you 10 questions. Each answer is a number between 1 and 10 and will not repeat. We're only going to be able to accept your first answer. If you don't know the answer, make sure and give it a guess, because as you know, the answers are only ever going to be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 or 10. If you top the leaderboard at the end of the week, you win a pair of tickets to see Lewis Capaldi. He's going to be supported by CMAT at Marley Park this summer. It's looking to be one hell of a gig and we want to get you there. If you answer all 10 questions correctly, we'll give you €1,000 on the spot, which would be very nice.
Okay.
Orla, Emma is going to ask your questions. Darren is currently on top of the leaderboard so far, scoring five in 55 seconds. So hopefully you can beat him. The very best of luck. Here we go. You ready?
Thanks very much. Yeah, ready?
Come on, Orla. We can do this, okay? 3, 2,
I can do it.
Let's do it. Start the clock. Dublin Airport has how many terminals?
Two.
Fill in the blank of this lyric from The Proclaimers. But I would walk what 100 miles and I would...
500.
How many people make up the band Picture This?
4.
Michael D. Higgins was what number president in Ireland?
6.
The Dublin bus route that runs from Jobstown to Clare Hall is the 20 watt.
21.
How many teams get relegated from the Premier League to the Championship every season?
Eight.
How many letters are there in the word torrential?
9.
June is what number month of the year?
6.
Super Mario and The Legend of Zelda are examples of a what bit video game?
I didn't really hear that question. Sorry.
Super Mario and The Legend of Zelda are examples of a what bit video game?
Give it a guess. Nintendo.
Yeah, okay, cool, sweet. You've just potentially added my favourite answer ever to the Hall of Fame, which is Nintendo.
Wow. Orla, how do you think you got on?
I'd say I was shy.
No, you didn't say that. You're not shite. You're great.
All right, Orla, let's see what your score was.
0, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh, a score of 4, Orla.
Oh my God, I didn't beat my niece.
Now, in fairness, can I say, Orla, you started off really, really strong and then it just kind of fell apart.
The wheel fell off as badly as say.
You got the first three right, and then Michael D. Higgins was what number president? You said 6th, he was the 9th.
I couldn't
president.
Tell you that now.
Now, I that's fair. I would have said 10, in fairness.
Yeah, I'd have put some Jobstown. If you hadn't said Ballyfermot, now I would have got that.
The Dublin bus route runs from Jobstown to Clare Hall is the 27, not the 21. How many teams get relegated from the Premier League to the Championship every season? You said 8, it's only 3. How many letters are in the word torrential? You were close with this one. You said 9, but the answer was 10. And Super Mario and The Legend of Zelda are examples of an 8-bit video game. It's like a type of...
Aren't the 8-bit video games the ones that have a certain sound? No.
Yeah, they would, yeah.
Okay.
Like old Super Mario, old Zelda, that kind of stuff.
Oh, okay.
Examples of
hey,
stuff that
are in
the
question.
Hey,
you have to remember as well, and if your niece even tries to give you any shtick, you say, well, I didn't even get through all 10.
Yeah.
Like, Emma Nolan, couldn't understand.
But you know what? I was counting I was counting torrential on my fingers, but I couldn't see my other fingers because my phone was in my hand. So I was like,
she's only nine fingers.
You're an absolute pleasure. Stay in touch with the show. I want to talk to you more. Have a lovely day.
I will indeed.
Thanks, Orla.
Thanks a million.
Day. Good luck.
Bye bye.
Quick apology to the people of Jobstown and Dublin in general.
I cannot believe Callum has written down this fact on the sheet there, right?
Mm.
So the only place in Dublin 10 is Ballyfermot.
Place in Dublin 10 is Ballyfermot.
There's only one place in Dublin 10 and it's Ballyfermot.
That's very cool for Ballyfermot, no?
But I'm like, why did they need a code? Why did they need a postal?
Yeah, they're just Ballyfermot then, aren't they? Yeah.
They don't need a 10. I think that's nuts.
11 letters in the name. Do you want to play the Tricky 10 tomorrow? Go on, have a lash. Tricky in a WhatsApp now to 087-711-1038.
First though, back in 1926, everyone in Ireland was given a sheet of paper and they kind of had to fill it out with their name and how many people were living in their house at the time and how many kids they had and if they were married and what their job was and who employed them and things like that.
The census.
This was called the census, 1926. Now, those details that were written down in 1926 have been released. They were released about 3 days ago. And they have since been viewed 20 million times.
Oh my God, people, we are obsessed with ourselves.
With our family and kind of like our heritage and where we come from, which is a really cool thing to be interested in. There were some cool key points being mainly it was viewed 20 million times and life expectancy. I think it was like 57 back in 1926 and now it's 82.
Amazing.
Which is kind of nuts.
Another 100 years, where will we be, eh?
Yeah. I found out some interesting things about my family. My dad's side of the family in County Cork. Mm. They were the Hammonds, obviously. Mm. They changed their name to Hamond instead of Hammond.
They dropped an M
for the census specifically because it made them sound more German during the war.
Wow.
I thought that was quite interesting. It's kind of clever.
It's crazy, isn't it?
But also not that clever. Hammond is a German name. Whether it be with one M or two M's.
Mm.
So I was kind of a little bit like, I don't know what they're doing, but whatever. It was interesting to see your kind of granddad, like, and it's like age 3 or something. Do you know what I mean? It was nuts. My other side of the family, they're the Vavasors.
Very fancy names, don't you got?
Well, in 1926, the Vavasors were... I went to look through the census. There was 4 Vavasors in Ireland. Mm. And they were all the same family. They were my family.
Mm.
So there was no other Vavasors in the whole of Ireland.
Wow, right? That's really interesting. So easy for you to find them then.
Yeah, pretty much. They were all living in kind of the North Strand area and of Dublin. However, one thing that I have learned in the last couple of days about my family is not that great. Because I need to come down off my high horse.
Okay.
Couple of months ago, maybe a year ago, maybe even years ago, on this very show, I told you about my family and its kind of almost aristocratic background, given that they built Beggar's Bush, hence why there is a Vavasor Square in Beggar's Bush.
Yes, you did do that.
There is a Vavasor Suite in the Aviva Stadium. And the biggest kind of, I suppose, monument or big statue in St. Patrick's Cathedral was a Vavasor.
So you were taking claim to all that?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's not my family.
Oh my God, are you so disappointed you're not born that way?
It's a different background. Do you know what?
Oh, Dave, that's so embarrassing. You probably said that in loads of first dates on Hinge.
I've told...
Everyone.
Everyone.
Yeah, yeah. You told everyone on the show just how
as soon I would bring
was.
People to Beggar's Bush and be like, my family built that. Did you see Vavasor so Square? That's ours.
That's ours.
You see the Vavasor Suite in the Aviva Stadium? Yeah, that's ours.
So
yeah.
What was it from when you were like looking it up that made you realise it wasn't them?
It wasn't the census, in fairness. I looked up, my granny only told me this literally on Saturday, she told me. And it was because my uncles had been doing our family tree, but they stopped about 3 weeks ago because they found out that
didn't want to know anymore.
We weren't the aristocratic people who built the south side. We were constant Northsiders, and that's what
amazing.
We were. Yeah, which is annoying a little bit because you're like, there's some, obviously there's some Vavasor around that, you know, is not us. But they're not on the census. That's why obviously we are confused, because we're like,
there's only one though.
Yes.
Yeah.
So this, the kind of, the mystery deepens about my family. I was talking to my granny and she was talking about my granddad, whose father was a fitter in Anglo-American Oil Company.
Okay.
So basically he put petrol and stuff in engines and things like that. That was his job in Dublin. And his father,
yeah,
no idea where he is, no idea where he came from. We think he was adopted. So like there's a big mystery surrounding that kind of thing, because say for example my granddad's granny,
yeah,
listed herself and under a different name and put herself as widowed. But that's where we're like, oh, did the granddad die? But we've no idea. That's a whole mystery. Mad. But yeah, all I know is we didn't build Beggar's Bush, and that's really depressing.
So,
and I need to apologise for saying, I remember talking about this on the show, being like, yeah, no Beggar's Bush.
We were so impressed by that.
My family built that back in the day.
Yeah, yeah.
They didn't.
It was Vavasor Square.
Yeah.
And we actually have the suite in the Aviva.
I told my housemate Ben.
I actually would always be going to the Aviva because, you know, we built that space.
I told
we
my housemate Ben, right? I said yesterday, I was chatting to Granny there.
Yeah.
I said, you remember the whole thing about the Beggar's Bush and the Aviva Stadium and how my family built basically the whole south side? And,
yeah.
And I said, yeah, that's not true. And this was his reaction. Yes!
He has never ever been left out to any girl that ever matched with him on Hinge.
Yeah, I was lying.
Census, the 1926 census released over the last few days, 200 million people in Ireland have been clicking through to find out.
20 million people.
Sugar. No, I got it wrong. 20 million people.
Well, it's been 20 million. It's been clicked 20 million times.
Which is cool. It just goes to show how many people have been looking up their ancestry and stuff. So I was onto my own parents last night as well, asking for their grandparents' names and stuff, and had no luck at my mom's side for a bit. Well, one of my mom's sides. And she said, you might have to look under the Irish word, Ní Ruddig, for the Ruddies.
Oh.
Because people did this at the time as a form of resistance to the British occupation, i.e. the English officials couldn't read the old Gaelic font.
Ah.
And Jack was looking at his mom's side as well, who are Cork, and all of their side went through in Irish. He had to find the Irish words. Yeah,
that's
because
really
they didn't
cool.
want them to know what was going on or any of their business.
Very
they did
cool.
it all in Irish.
Fantastic. Love that. Big fan.
Dublin Travel with Just Eat's Cheeky Tuesday. You can get your favourite foods for less every Tuesday.
I say that as if I would have been able to understand. I still haven't a clue where the ruddies are. I need your help this morning. Like, really badly. Like, more so than I've ever needed it before.
That's funny, because this must be big, because you've asked for some heavy advice at times. You know, like, important stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Well, this morning, I'd like you to take out your phone there. I'd like you to open WhatsApp. I'd like you to send a voice note to 087-711-1038. Because I need to know, what are you having for breakfast? Because I'm out of ideas. I have no idea what to eat for breakfast. And this is really, really important to me. So I need you to voice note me on 087-711-1038 what you're eating for breakfast. Because I need ideas, because every time I say to someone, what are you eating for breakfast? What should I have for breakfast? They give me an example of something that they eat or that someone they know eats, and I don't like that thing. I am the pickiest eater in the world when it comes to breakfast food.
The other thing I will say, I've worked with you very closely for 4 years. Typically, you don't eat breakfast. So it's more important now. Obviously, you're in the gym. You're like, I have to be eating in the morning. I can see that you're trying different things to like try and get something into you.
Exactly.
In the
it's just more of getting something into my body.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? As you said, I'm in the gym. So I'm eating a lot more now because I need to for energy and things like that. I'm waking up in the morning and I'm starving.
Mm-hmm.
So I need to have something. However, every time I ask someone, what do you think I should eat for breakfast? They give me one of these examples. And I'm going to go through them for you. And I hate every single one of them. And I will never touch them.
Oh, no. Okay. Right.
Porridge.
Oh.
Never touched it. Won't ever touch it.
I know.
Looks horrible.
I'm going to try and I'm going to do my very best to not interrupt and say, but Dave, it's so nice. Because I know you just won't. You just
porridge.
Won't. Yeah.
Yogurt. Mm. Unless it's a pettifaloo. Berries. Come on. Any fruit, actually, in general. I don't want an apple, it's too acidic in the morning. An orange, I'm never going to eat an orange. I'll probably go, okay, fine, I'll eat an orange, and I'll eat it once and go, no, never again. Muesli. I don't like the spelling of it, I don't like the sounding of it, I will never touch it. Smoothies.
Oh, right.
What am I going to do? Are you going to juice some fruit the morning, the night before? No, I'm not going to do that. A protein shake. I tried that last week and I... Can you confirm what I was like last week after the protein shake?
It did not agree with you.
It did not agree with me. No. Same thing as coffee. Coffee does not agree with me at all. So I can't do protein shakes. I can't do coffee. I can't do protein balls either because I tried them before and I don't like them. They're not nice. They're so... You've been chewing for hours. Just too much. A protein bar is basically the exact same. It's too much.
They're so filling, aren't they?
I have nuts at the moment, but I'm looking at the fat of a nut, and apparently it's quite fatty. Oats, whether they be normal or overnight, I have no interest. Eggs, I love eggs for lunch, not for breakfast. I'm not going to cook eggs in the morning in work.
Right.
Because one, we don't have a cooker, so I'll have to like poach them.
You could scramble them in a microwave.
No,
but you're
chance.
Not going like, to do that.
I would never in a million years do that. The smell would make me gag.
Okay.
And that, basically, that's kind of it. I don't want to cook the night before.
See, what you're asking people for, because obviously the obvious empties here are like Cocoa Pops, toast. Mm-hmm. You're like, I need something that's good for me.
Yeah.
But is none of the things that you've listed.
Here's
which
what
is
I'll
quite,
tell you what,
quite
I'm eating, what I'm eating at the moment is when I come into work, I'll have a cup of tea. And I will have two slices of wholemeal toast because I need to get something in my system. What I need you to do on 087-711-1038 is take out every single thing I've put on that list and give me a different suggestion for something you think I like.
Go through the list again really quickly before me, Dave.
Porridge, yogurt, berries, any fruit, muesli, smoothies, protein shake, coffee, protein balls, oats, normal or overnight, eggs. And I don't want to cook the night before. So I'm not going to go and make chicken and rice and have it for breakfast the night, the morning after.
I worry that we're running out of options. However,
I realise that. I, by the way, I know the people are going like, your man on the radio is a dose of shite. I can't stand him. I don't know what he's talking about. He's basically listed every single food in the whole of food
groups.
You're
just a dietitian's nightmare.
I just am a dietitian's nightmare. I don't like any of these things. Please help me. What should I have for breakfast? 087-711-1038.
Rebecca has just messaged. So basically, Dave doesn't want breakfast.
No, please help me. No, stop. I know it's a laughing matter, but seriously, help. 087-711-1038. Voice notes, please. I need breakfast options. I've famously not eaten breakfast. Basically most of my life, but now I'm in the gym and I'm eating a lot more because I have a lot more.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. I need a lot more energy.
It's
basically.
Funny, isn't it? Sometimes because like for me, for example, who knows nothing about fitness, a lot of the time you're like, but I'm trying to lose a bit of weight. And it's like, yeah, but you need to eat more.
Yes,
you need to eat more rather than less, but more of the right stuff is.
But unfortunately, there is a lot of right stuff that I don't eat, and everything else seems to be unhealthy. Like I would happily have sausages every single day, but I can't. But for breakfast in work, right when I'm here on the show, just about 7 a.m. I want to be able to tuck into something and eat it. But there's so many things I won't do. I won't eat porridge. I won't eat yogurt. I won't eat berries. To be honest, I won't eat any fruit. Muesli, smoothies, protein shakes, won't have them. Coffee, I can't drink. Protein balls, oats, normal or overnight. Eggs, I'm not going to make eggs in work. I love eggs, but I'm not going to make them at work. I just want something simple. Like at the moment, I'm eating bread.
No, I know, but you want to get more healthy.
I want to get healthier.
Okay, Jonathan was on. Now, bear in mind, we've a lot to take on here in terms of all the things you won't eat. So let's see what he's saying.
For breakfast, what should you be having? Well, ideally, you need to know what your goal is and what it is you're trying to achieve. Are you in the gym? Are you training? Are you just looking for something a little bit filler and healthier for breakfast? Are you trying to put on some muscle mass? Are you trying to drop some body fat? When we get clear on what our goal is, then we can design the meal around it for breakfast, okay? Secondly, you gave us all the foods you don't like, so it's very hard to identify what meals you are going to like and create a breakfast for you that you will like. So if you could, please list out a lot of foods that you do like, then we will be able to come up with some great ideas for a healthy breakfast to keep you full, satiated, to get you through to lunch. Hope this helps.
Sorry, who is this genius coach?
That's brilliant. I was not expecting anything as helpful as that.
Jonathan sounds like
honestly, someone would be like, have a banana.
We'll get to that.
Jonathan, give a shout out. You're clearly a PT, or you clearly are a dietitian, are you? He must work in this industry.
He's a fitness coach. Jonathan Maloney.
Well, there
Jonathan
you go.
Maloney.
Hit up
Thank
Jonathan Maloney because it sounds like he would work very well
I
with
will.
People. Here's Ali.
You need to try baked oats, but instead of just putting all the ingredients together, blend them and it makes like a cake, sponge cake kind of nearly batter, and you can do like different flavours and stuff. So you feel like you're eating a sweet treat, but really it's your breakfast.
Well, that's a good tip. Suits Dave, the sweet treat being disguised.
I'm so sorry. It's just like hearing all these suggestions. I'm like, yeah, this sounds great.
But you're not going to do it.
I'm not going to do
it.
I
know. It's great, isn't it?
Do you know why I like the bread? Because I take it out of the packet into the toaster and then I eat the thing.
Here's Nessa.
Dave, you need to get some pancakes into you. Uh-huh. Some pancakes with Nutella.
Nice.
The Nutella melts and it's yummy.
Yeah, it sounds class. Very unhealthy.
Bit unhealthy.
The only thing I will say is, like, if you go over to Lidl or whatever, they have, like, these high-protein pancakes. You know, they go in the toaster.
Yeah.
But it's just about what you're putting on them. That's
yeah,
the problem.
Fair enough. I'd probably eat them raw, like. Not raw, but, like, I mean, without... I just raw dog them. No Nutella or anything.
I don't know. If there's something kind of healthy you could put on them, I don't know. Priya's standing by. Hello. How are you?
Great, guys.
Good morning, guys. How are you? Priya, what do you think I should have for breakfast? Or do you have thoughts on my list of things I won't eat?
I did, but it's mostly unhealthy. So I was thinking avocado and a handful of spinach.
Avocado
and a handful of spinach. Now, I'll leave this one to Emma Nolan. Yeah.
Delicious. Absolutely stunning. Would you warm up that avocado ever so slightly?
No, I won't, but I will definitely blanch the spinach.
Okay. Unfortunately, Priya, David Hammond would not touch that with a 10-foot barge pole.
I wouldn't even be in the same room as it, Priya.
If I...
Okay, my little boy is telling you to have chicken nuggets.
Chicken nuggets.
No, chicken nuggets.
I'm trying to be healthy, Priya's little boy.
Just normal chicken, he's saying. Okay. We might be more inclined with the normal chicken rather than the spinach and the avocado, but thank you so much, guys.
I realize I'm a disaster. Thank you, Priya.
Have a good day.
You too, bye.
If your kid is a picky eater, actually, this probably isn't the show for you this morning.
So far, that's the best suggestion. Chicken. Is just chicken, because I did buy packets of chicken in Lidl the other day just to have.
Yeah.
So I could just have that for breakfast.
Yeah, not bad at all. Nicola was on.
So Dave, my favourite thing for breakfast is rice cakes, whole grain, very healthy. Cream cheese with a little bit of sweet and chilli sauce on top. Cucumber chopped up, and then a little bit of salt and pepper, and it's absolutely gorgeous. And I'd probably have about three of them, and they're so healthy. So maybe try them.
I actually saw a recipe for one of them last night. Cucumber is stunning.
You lost me after rice cake. I would have had... rice cake is fine. And then you started talking about putting stuff on it. And I was like, no.
Cottage cheese, very nice. If you cut cucumber really, really thin, you don't even...
The only thing I'd have on that is the salt and pepper.
Here's Karen.
Hi, Dave. I'm the same as yourself. I hate porridge, muesli. I just hate all them things.
Same.
I'm a trainer. So I need something filling in the mornings, and what I have is a seeded bagel toasted with banana. Can't beat it. Try it.
Shame he won't eat bloody bananas.
It's my biggest fear in the world is bananas. But you had me at bagel. Yeah. Seeded bagel I could do.
Yeah. Okay, finally, Zoe.
Dave, just take some turkey bacon and add it to your toast. Sorted. Nice and easy.
Yeah, if you actually, and I know you're saying, I don't want to do any efforts whatsoever. If you genuinely fry up a couple of turkey rashers or whatever and have them ready the night before, you can, like, throw them on a bagel, then your protein
I honestly probably would do that, but is there anything more depressing than a turkey bacon streak? Yes. Like, it's just the worst.
I actually think turkey sausages are unreal.
It's like eating wood. It's just awful.
Well, it doesn't sound like we're after getting anywhere, to be honest.
No, I like the idea of the rice cake. I like the idea of the turkey bacon. And I like the idea of the packets of chicken.
Yeah, okay.
So what I'll probably have tomorrow is a cup of tea and two slices of wholemeal toast.
What a great success. Thank you for all your time and thoughts this morning.
Dublin Travel. With Just Eat's Cheeky Tuesday. You can get your favourite foods for less every Tuesday.
I just know I won't do it. Like, the toast is so easy. But to be fair, the chicken. The chicken is good. The packets of chicken I could do.
Yeah.
I have to heat it up though. I don't like cold chicken.
Hello, what's going on?
Good morning.
Hello.
How are we?
I was really surprised by Jack last night.
Jack, your fella?
Jack, me fella. We have a dog together for a year. His name is Seamus. And today I'm heading up to the NSPCA. I'm really excited and I'm really nervous because I think I'm just going to want them all.
You are, yeah.
The reason being, I'm supporting the NSPCA for the Women's Mini Marathon, the VHI Women's Mini Marathon I'm doing at the end of May. So I'm going to go up and check them out today. But I said to Jack yesterday, he said, oh, we were just chatting before we went to sleep. He was like, oh, you're off to the thing tomorrow. And I was like, yeah. And I was like, oh, I don't know. Might be nervous if I were you. You could come home to three new dogs. And he wasn't disgusted.
Oh, no. That's the worst possible thing.
He was like, ah, sure. If you have one, what's two? And I was like,
oh, no.
Are you serious?
No. He's basically, what you've done there
he's
is
enabled
just,
me.
What he's done there is just giving you permission to go wild.
Totally. Because I was like, you know, oh, be careful now. You could come into a house full of dogs tomorrow. And he was like, yeah, sure. I mean, we
it's
have
like when those old couples where it's just like, oh, I might go out and buy a boat.
And they're like,
and the woman's like, oh, yeah, sure, why not? Yeah. The husband's like, oh, okay, maybe I will. See, if we are
so initially
as men, if we are given an inch, we'll take a mile.
Yeah, yeah.
And I know you're the exact same. Mm. So if you're even just a hint of,
we were doing the math on it last night, and he said, "Sure, like, what's the difference?" Like, and I said, "Well, there'd be double the dog crap, double the food, double the water, and double the minding." And he was like, "Not double the minding; they mind each other.
Double the love."
And then he said, "It's the same amount of walks. You just bring two of them." And I was like, "Honestly, you're so right. If you've one, you might as well have four." It's going to be a great
It's going to be a dangerous house. Oh, God.
Emma, Dave and Fiona are on Spin. Your number one hit music station.
And let's turn those Tuesday blues into happy
Tuesday wahoos.
I was going to say,
like that.
Happy hues. Welcome on in to Top 10 Tuesday.
All right. Sorry about them.
You know that song, I Wish It Could Be Christmas Every Day?
Yeah.
Well, I wish it could be Tuesday every day. So we play this game, Top 10 Tuesday. This is the game where I give you a topic and you have to... I thought that joke would land much better than what it was. This is the game where I give you a topic and you have to fill in what you think the top 10 of my topic might be. Last week, an epic fail. We did One Direction's first 10 singles. Didn't really go to plan. We've done the most popular...
We got loads, in fairness. We got loads of the singles. They weren't in order.
They weren't in the 10. We've done the most popular car sold in Ireland and loads more.
I loved the top 10. Every time I see a Volkswagen now, I'm like, I'm pretty sure you're in the top 10.
Emma and Dave in studio this morning. You've got three lives each and you're going to take it in turn to complete my top 10 list. You'll get a point for each correct answer and lose a life for something that's not in my top 10. If you can't fill out the top 10, we'll throw it out to you listening on 0877 11 1038. Cinema passes up for grabs. Now, normally when I say, I think you're going to love it this week, you actually hate it.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say negative energy. I think you're going to hate this one. And I think you're going to look at me and be like, Callum, this is the worst one
yet. Oh, no.
Oh, God, okay.
So, but I think you're
going
to like it as well.
What?
So this morning, I am looking for the 10 places in County Dublin that start with the letter G or H. This is according to a website called Island Wiki, which has compiled a list of towns and villages in County Dublin, many of which are in Dublin City. So, for example, we're looking for the 10 places in Dublin. There's 7 G's and 3 H's. Well, I'm looking for the places named that begins with G and H. For example, if I did S, Santry would be one, and Swords could be one.
Yeah.
Some are in Dublin City, some are in Dublin County.
Okay, Glasnevin.
Emma's going in first. Glasnevin, this is also done in alphabetical order, by the way, is at number 2. Well done, Emma. Glasnevin in Dublin 9, North Dublin.
Well, I'll do a H then if you did a G. I'll do Hoth.
Hoth. We all know Hoth. Lovely little coastal place. Number 10.
Can I go Goatstown?
Can you go Goatstown? Is that a statement or a question?
I'll go Goatstown.
You'll go for Goatstown. Goatstown, near Dundrum, in Dublin 14. It's number 6.
I will continue with the H, and I will go Harmonstown.
I'm just doing a quick Google.
Because... What? You can't think... if you can't figure out if Harmonstown is in Dublin or not?
Well, Harmonstown isn't on my list.
What? Why not?
Because it does exist.
I know, that's why.
But is it in... Yeah.
But it's not on my list.
People in Harmonstown are going mad at
you. It's not on my list for this website, but I'm not going to give you a buzz because it does exist.
Okay.
But it's not in the top 10.
I get you. Okay. Oh my God, lads. What's wrong with my brain? I'm working my way through the north side. I'm sure it's all really obvious to you listening.
No, it's... I'm screaming at the radio. I haven't a clue. We've only 3 so far.
Yeah, we're looking for 10 places in County Dublin that start with the letter G or H, according to the website Island Wiki.
Come on, give us...
You're missing some really obvious
ones. I'm sure we are. Oh my God, what is wrong with me? Dave, do you have anything?
I've Grange Gorman. That's all I have.
Oh, very good.
Grange Gorman.
David Hammond is number 7.
Okay, so it's fair to say, yeah, that's the 7G.
That's the 7th G.
Okay. Oh my God, I'm just trying to get in the bus. Princess, all the stops on the bus. Where am I stopping? And like, what's wrong with my brain? Why doesn't it ever switch on in time for Top 10 Tuesday?
Is it very obvious?
There is one glaringly obvious that you've missed.
With a G.
I'm not going to reveal.
I'd say it is with a G somehow. It has
Harmonstown. It's the only H I can think of, and it's not on the list.
I'm saying Harmonstown. It's not on my list.
Okay, so you do a little spin there through the north side. I'm going to do a spin through the south side, okay? Just switch off there for 5 seconds. Just have a little spin.
We should be able to play a song during this. This sucks.
So we're looking for the 10 places in County Dublin listed on the website Ireland Wiki that begin with the letter
Henry Street.
Yes.
Henry Street's a street.
Oh, for God's sake. I'm
looking for, like, villages, towns, locales.
Okay, I'm out then.
Because someone's messaged Henrietta Street. That I'm not accepting that, because that's just a street. You could go through all of the streets in Dublin.
So no Holla Street, no?
No.
God,
that's a hospital. Yeah, I'm out, mate. I've just been on the Dart as well, and I can't think of anything.
And I'm trying to think of all the G's.
I said
Goatstown.
We said Grange Gorman, we said Glasnevin.
Gormanstown, I'm pretty sure, is in Meath.
Gormanstown, never heard of Gormanstown. I've been out to Rathcoole, I've been for a spin in the N7.
I'm trying to think of, like, so say, for example, the train, right?
Yeah.
You have Gormanstown, then you've Balbriggan, then you have Skerries,
well,
Rush,
the Lusk. There's loads of seas I know.
But there's not 10 of them. I just have to double check. Glasnevin.
Mm.
Where did you put that one on your list?
2.
Number 2. Okay, that's perfect.
Grenville? No, Grenville's out of place, is it?
No.
Glen
Abbey?
Glen, bloody, I went on a date there once. Glen. Actually, no, that was in Goatstown.
Okay,
right,
let's stop it there. Wow. Okay.
4 out of 10.
4 out of 10. We are
worse
looking
than One Direction.
We are looking for the 10 places in County Dublin that start with the letter G or H, according to the website Ireland Wiki. They've compiled a list of towns and villages in County Dublin, many of which are in Dublin City. Now, don't forget, this is what I said. It's not roads, it's towns and villages. I'll go through the list that we have so far. Number 1, we're missing. Number 2 is Glasnevin. 3, 4 and 5, we don't have. Number 6 is Goatstown. Number 7 is Grange Gorman. 8 and 9 are free. And 10 is Howth.
Why G and H out of interest?
Because there's, when you add those together, you get 10.
Okay, very good.
There was no other ones that had 10 and they were next to each other.
Right.
So 087-711-1038. Can you help complete the top 10 list?
Get in touch now. This is getting embarrassing,
that
isn't it?
That was so bad. I think it's a tough one. It's like, obviously you know all of them, but you can't think of them on the spot. Like,
yeah, if you had like a book in front of you, then you'd be able to do it, but like, then that's also the answers.
Emma just said to me, place names in Dublin beginning with C, and I went through 6 alone.
Yeah.
But it's because it wasn't under pressure.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it was easy. But if I guarantee if that was on Top 10 Tuesday next week, I wouldn't remember any of them.
You forget where Kulak was.
It's that music as well. It's that dun, that, like, that terrifying music.
So the list that we have so far, we've got 4 filled in. Number 2 is Glasnevin. Number 6 is Goatstown. Number 7 is Grange Gorman. And number 10 is Howth. But that's where we're stuck.
Big, so bad. Like,
pathetic. Really pathetic. Diana.
I did say Harmonstown, but it wasn't on the list, apparently.
Okay.
Yeah, Harmonstown, not a real place.
Diana is standing by this morning. What's going on? How are you?
Hi, how are you?
We're apparently missing a very obvious one in this list. What can you tell us?
Harold's Cross.
Oh, Harold's Cross. Are you serious?
Well, wait now a second. Fair enough. Correct and right. That's a big one. But what's you? It's just a bit of Terenure, a bit of Hrathgar, a bit of this and a bit of that, isn't it really? Does it have its own independent village?
It does. It's its own place.
It does.
Yeah. It kind of dips into everywhere. Though,
it does
enough.
As well, but it is, it does have its own village.
Harold's Cross on the list at number 8.
Okay, brilliant.
There's another H in there.
There's
in
another
the
H. Diana, do you have any more for us?
Glass Tool.
Just past Dunleary. It's in the list at number 3.
Number 3. Glass Tool. Is that you out then?
Yes, that's all I have.
Okay,
all
perfect. Right. 2 I'm Cinepass is heading your way. Thanks a million for your help.
Thanks so much.
Thanks, Anna. Good luck.
Okay, so now we still have
the fact she only could do 2, I was really happy with, because I thought if she's just going to go through it, this is just going to be embarrassing.
Yeah.
At least like people like also find this tough.
All right, Harold's Cross. Just put us out of our misery, please.
Harold's Cross is a real place. right, well, work in ascending order.
People are ringing in about this.
Yes. Or in descending order, sorry. And number 10 is Holt. We've already said that. Number 9, it's near Blanchardstown in Dublin 15. Hollystown.
Never even heard of Hollystown.
I've heard of it, but don't know much about it, to be honest.
Number 8 was Harold's Cross, guessed by Diana. And then 2 that you guessed, Grange Gorman in at 7, Goatstown in at 6. This at number 5, I think, is the spot that you were trying to say previously,
oh,
Emma.
Oh my God, I just remembered one.
It's a spot near Dunleary. It's close to Dorky.
Yeah.
It's Glenageary.
It's Glenageary, for God's sake.
Yeah. Number 4, it's another Glen. It's close to the Meath border, South Dublin, and close to the ski club. It's Glen Cullen.
Oh my God,
Glen
of Cullen. Course.
Yeah, Glen Cullen. I actually thought that was in Meath.
Glastool at number 3, Glasnevin and at number 2, and then at number 1, and a big boola bus to Steph, Ava, Lee, and Jordan, who all said this on WhatsApp. 18 kilometres north of Swords. It's close to the Meath border.
Okay, give me clues, don't tell me.
With a population of 619 people.
Oh, that's
my
ridiculous.
God. Right,
it begins with a G.
Is it Grassroots or something?
It's Garristown.
Garristown?
Yeah.
Or Garrett's?
Garris. G-A-R-R-I-S town.
Do you know what? I'm not that disappointed in myself. I should have got Glenageary, and yeah. I just realised that there, I wouldn't have got Glencullen. I wouldn't
have got
Garristown, and I wouldn't have got Hollystown. I never would have got them. That was a really good Top 10 Tuesday.
Really good
though.
Top 10 Tuesday. Really good Top 10 Tuesday. No doubt about it. But
just once again, really bad players.
Introduce me to Olivia Dean.
It's Olivia Dean.
Oh my God, this tour is coming to Dublin, and I think, open to correction on this, I think I saw on her Instagram the other day, are we the last stop of the tour? So she might be
I have no idea.
So demand for Olivia Dean tickets has been absolutely massive. Initially, she was due to play 2 nights at Fairview Park. They were like, guys, more people want to go to these gigs, so upgrade to Marley Park. Those gigs sold out in seconds.
I was in the queue. I was 300th in the queue, and then Ticketmaster kicked me out.
300, that's so close by a Ticketmaster standard.
It might have been 3,000, but still, that's close. Yeah.
We have the last pair of tickets, and if you win, you'll bag your way to see her, but with so many trimmings. The tickets over thanks to Universal Music Ireland. We're not going to stop there, though.
Yeah, the rest is all because Spin is sound. We're going to sort you out with 2 nights in a 4-star Dublin hotel, a pre-gig meal at Sophie's, pamper you before the gig, and the best part about it, we're going to shuttle you to Marley Park with a luxury chauffeur and throw in €200 too. Now, when we say luxury chauffeur, it may potentially be Matthews in a spinny car. But that's usually the
way
it goes.
That's luxury to me.
Callum, can you confirm or deny?
It's a chauffeur, a proper, actual, real-life chauffeur in a fancy car.
So it's not Matthews?
It's not Matthews.
Oh, right, okay.
Is it Matthews in a costume?
Possibly.
Yeah, it probably
it's
will.
Not. It's a definite chauffeur.
Unreal. If you want to win, all you have to do is qualify first. You heard Olivia, and now you got to answer the phone saying a very specific phrase.
And if you don't, we're going to have to move on to somebody else. So let's just try and do one and done here.
We'll get someone on the standby list anyway.
And the big call happening on Friday. Oh, come on. It's just live radio and all that.
Man, I need those tickets.
Well done. I was starting to get nervous for you, Ash.
Ash, well done. You are on that short list. Congratulations. The standby list for Olivia Dean tickets. I presume you're a big fan.
Oh, yeah. My husband's an even bigger fan, really? So he's going to be delighted.
Oh,
yeah.
My God. Stop. Has he listened to the whole album and everything?
Oh, yeah. We have it on vinyl.
Oh, very cool.
Oh, my God. Well, your proper stance.
Well done. You are on that standby list, which means this coming Friday, all right, we're going to make a call. Michaela Hayes, just after 11 o'clock. You need to answer that phone call exactly the same way with, man, I need those tickets. And if you do so, you will win the entire prize, all right?
That's amazing. Thank you so much, guys.
For a lot of gigs lately, there's like certain things that people are wearing to the gigs, or like obviously there was the friendship bracelets with Taylor. Is there anything Olivia-wise that people will be wearing, do you think?
I haven't heard
anything. She hasn't done anything like that yet. Okay.
No.
Not big yet.
I'll have to look it up first.
Well, listen, best of luck to you on Friday. Rooting for you.
Good luck, Ash.
Thanks so much. Bye.
Bye-bye. More chances to get yourself on the standby list, of course, across the day as well. Stick with Michaela. She's here from 10. Stick with Steve K from 3. And Jamie and Faye tonight on Spin. From 7 o'clock, they're giving you more chances to get yourself qualified.
Is everyone in Dublin on this bloody standby list?
I know. I wonder how many people are on it now. Probably 20, 30? Ish.
I love putting Callum on the spot. It's the funnest 40 thing.
40-odd. Okay, yeah. The big call happening on Friday. Answer with, man, I need those tickets, and you win the lot.